Do you feel loved? Do you know that somebody loves you? Question. Is there somebody you love? Do they know that you love them? Do you know that God loves you? We're all familiar with John 3:16. Let's all say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that he believeth in him may not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16 clearly states that God loved the world. He sent his Son so we wouldn't perish. Now, do you think when you hear that generally applies to everybody in the world? Or do you take it personal that God loves you? Sometimes we think of it in generality and we forget that God loves us. The Lord wants us to know him. He wants us to know that he loves us, and he wants us to love him. Only then are we able to give and receive in our relationships as he desires. To understand how important love is to God, we need to only look at the Old Testament. 250 times in the Old Testament, love is mentioned. In the New Testament, love is mentioned 234 times. Of these, 72 are found in John's Gospel and Epistle. The Apostle John mentions love in every verse of 1 John 4:7-12. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning with open hearts and open minds. We ask that we let your love abide in us. We ask that you would help us to love others the way you love us. We thank you for your love, and we want to emulate you. We want to love everyone else also. We just pray for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to our Bibles and read John. 1 John 4:7-12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this love of God was manifested in us that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we may live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Since love is such an important part of our lives, we need to understand what true love is. Now remember, Scott told us this, so it's got to be true. God loves a note taker. Love is more than an emotion. Love is a choice. We make a choice every day to love somebody or not to love them. And love is no more than an emotion. Love is action. Love means you do something. You interact with people. You help them. You take care of them. You comfort them. You love them. It's a commitment we make to another person. Love is not free except from God. God loved us while we were sinners. We didn't even want to know about God. We didn't care about God. God loved us for no reason, but God is God, and God loved us. Now, when we love another person, it's not free like God's love. We have to commit. We have to give. We can't live in isolation. We're a community. We have to love the people in the community. We have to show them our love. But love cannot be bought. You can buy cars, you can buy houses, you can buy trips, you can buy all kinds of affection, and people will stay with you while the money's there, but that's not love, because you can't buy love. You can give love, and you can receive love, but it's free. It cannot be bought. It cannot be sold. Okay, where are my teenagers? Listen up. Love looks beyond the flesh. It focuses on the heart and the spirit of a person, not the external appearance. The connection is both emotional and cerebral. Yeah, cerebral. You know what I mean. The mind. Not merely a physical attraction. Just because he's the cutest boy you know doesn't mean you love him. Just because she's the prettiest girl in town doesn't mean you love them. That is lust. That is not love. Lust has nothing to do with genuine love. Our world has substituted lust for love. It's very obvious. It started back in the 60s when I was a teenager. And it's still continuing today. Lust is focused on self. Love is focused on others. Lust says, I want you, I need you, I want you to do this for me. Love says, I love you, I want to do this for you. Love is concerned about the person that you love, not about you. It's concerned about you, the other person. Now, fathers, this is for you. Listen up. Love your daughters. Fathers, you have a lot of things on your mind. You got to keep the boss happy. You got to pay the bills. You got to mow the grass. You got to do this. You got to do that. But the three most important things is love your God, love your wife, and love your daughters. Now, guys, I know it's easy to love your sons because they like to go fishing, and they like to go hunting, and they like to race dirt bikes and stuff like that. That's fine. Love your sons. But you got to show love to your daughters. When they're little, have a tea party with them. When they get a little bit older, teach them to ride a bike. When they get older still, take them fishing. Let them fall in the water, though. When they get older, go to the father-daughter dance. Spend time with your daughters. Show them you love them. And remember, when you're with them, it's about them. It's not about you. It's not about, oh, what am I going to do next? Oh, this job's coming up next week. I got to do this. No, spend time with your daughters. Now, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. If they don't get the love of their father from you, watching how you treat your mother, how you treat them, they're going to go looking for love. And what does that say? Song say? looking for love in all the wrong places. And that only leads to bad stuff. That don't lead to love. That leads to lust. So fathers, love your daughters. Love desires to give with no strings attached. It doesn't demand that the other person do something so that you will love them. It doesn't demand that the other person will give you something so that you love them. Love demands nothing. You just give love because you are interested in that person. You like that person. You want that person to feel well. You want the best for that person. Love is genuine and unselfish. True love is other-centered, not self-centered. It's always looking for a way to give, not a way to get. Love is more fulfilled in giving than receiving. Christmas time. If you're in the north, it snowed the night before. You and your wife, or you and your husband, went out and bought a nice, brand new Red Flyer sled. And you wrapped it all up. It was big. And you gave it to your son or your daughter. And they opened it up and said, Oh, I've been wanting a sled all week, all year. Dad says, hey, put on some clothes. Don't worry about breakfast. Go out there and try out your new sled. That is love. They see that love. You see that love. You get more enjoyment out of that than they do. Now, of course, if you're in the South, it's 70 degrees, it's sunny, and instead of a sled, it's a shiny red bike with a bell on it. Same thing. Don't bother with breakfast. Hop on that bike and go for it. You will get so much enjoyment, or you did get so much enjoyment out of giving that present because they desired it, they wanted it. Maybe even they needed a new bike because they got a paper route. Love is democratic. Yeah, I'm not even going to try it. I just give up on it. Love is, and it must be expressed. When God's love in this, it flows out of us. Now you got to ask your question of yourself. Is your love in a well? You know, the old time well. Lower the bucket down into the water. Raise the bucket up full of water. Reach in and get a cup full. Have a cold drink. Is that the way your love is? You got to work at it? Or is your love like a spring? It flows constantly. You just walk up and grab you a cup of ice cold spring water. God wants us to love like a spring. He wants it to come out of us all the time. Just freely. Let's have our love come out of us like a spring. Love is a happy emotion. The happiest people I know, they don't have big cars. They don't have big houses. They don't go on big trips all the time. Because money don't buy love. Money buys things, small times of enjoyment. The happiest people are the people that love somebody and have somebody love them. That's what makes them happy. Love. Love enjoys seeing others happy. Because the focus is on them, on sacrificing for them. You see, love sees pleasure in others' experiences. That's what gives great enjoyment. Now for you note takers, if you need to stand up and shake out your hand, we're halfway through. Love hurts when others hurt. If you love somebody and you see them hurting, do you go to them, give them comfort, pray with them, console them, help them? Or do you say, when you see somebody hurting, man, I don't know what to do. Let me run away here. Let me get away from them until they get fixed, because I just can't deal with that. That's not love. When somebody's hurting, love goes to the hurt to help. Maybe you can't fix it, but you can give comfort. You can pray with that person. And good prayer always helps, right? Love can be painful. Maybe you grew up and you didn't think your mom liked you or loved you. You didn't think your dad liked you or loved you. They were abusive. They hurt you. You went to school and none of the kids wanted to play with you. Sometimes love hurts. Now, this is the hard part. When love hurts, the only way to fix that is forgiveness. The other person may not even know they hurt you. But if you hold that anger inside, if you hold that, oh man, they're just terrible people. Oh, I just feel so bad. I can never forgive them. If you hold that inside of you, that's like taking rocks and blocking off the spring. The water stops flowing. Your love stops flowing. You must forgive. But you say, oh, I can't forgive me. You don't know how bad he hurt me or she hurt me. Ask yourself this. How many times has God forgiven you? Christ says, come to me. Repent. And I will forgive you. How many times has God already forgiven you? How many times do you think he's going to have to forgive you in the future? God will never say, oops, you know, broke the camel's back. I can't forgive you no more. You're on your own now. I'll wash my hands of you. No, that's not our God. That's not Jesus. Jesus always forgives. If we want to be like Jesus, we have to learn to forgive. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it won't be a challenge. It will be. But we have to forgive. Love is forgiving. We cannot continue to carry anger, resentment, bitterness, and jealousy. It just chokes it up. We cannot love when we are angry, bitter, unforgiving. And love keeps no records. Once you forgive, you move on. None of this, well, you know, back in 1952, and then again in 1967, and then in 83, no, we don't go back and remember the hurts. Genuine, true love moves on. After forgiveness, love moves on, and we forgive, and we continue to love people. Love doesn't require anything in return. We give love unconditionally. We don't give love expecting anything back in return. We just give love If we expect something in return, it's not love. That's called bartering. I'm going to trade you this, you trade me that. That's not love. Love without hearts, enabling us to love Him in return and to receive and give love to others. If we don't have Christ and His love in us, our lives are empty. We are poor, wretched, needy. There's only one person that can furnish the love we need. There's only one that can satisfy our longing. It's the one who died on the cross for us. His love for us is beyond all human comprehension. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Accept that love and let it fill your hearts so that you can love like Christ loves. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your words. We thank you for your love. We ask, Lord, as you work in us each and every day, that we can become more Christ-like. Teach us to love like you love. Help us to love like you love. Christ, we want to be like you. We don't want to follow you. We want to be like you. We want to love. We want to have compassion. We want to love your people. We thank you in advance, Lord, because you have told us that if we ask in Jesus' name and we ask in God's grace and in God's will, that our prayers will be answered. And we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we play the communion song, Ned, would you come up here?